听力课堂，听 class.com。
Our next is called You Help Me, Then You Hurt Me. The first section of words, You Help Me, deals with helping or giving pleasure. The second section of words, Then You Hurt Me, all concern pain or punishment.
I'd rather start with pain and save pleasure for last.
Sounds like a good idea to me.
I'm glad you agree. What would it take for you to reproach me?
Well, reproach means to scold, usually in disappointment. It can also mean to blame or disagree.
That's right. In that case, I would reproach you if you forget the meaning of every vocabulary word we've discussed so far.
That won't happen, so I suppose I'm safe. The doctor reproached Daniel for gaining 20 pounds after he had advised him to lose 15.
On the other hand, impeccable behavior is beyond fault. It is irreproachable.
Even though Jerome did split Aunt Mabel's head with an axe, his motive was irreproachable. He had merely been trying to kill a fly perched on her hairnet.
Nice example. I would imagine that Jerome was contrite about his mishap. Contrite means feeling sorry, admitting guilt, especially feeling remorseful.
Right. To be contrite is to be sorry for whatever terrible thing you did. A criminal who won't admit to his crime is not contrite.
Saying you're sorry is an act of contrition. Deirdre's contrition was heartfelt. She wanted to apologize after she burned her roommate's bed.
When you do something bad or commit a crime, you are frequently chastised by someone. When someone sees you are about to commit a crime or you are about to make an oversight, they might admonish you. Admonish means to warn or express disapproval.
The mother admonished her son for his apparent desire to shoot his sister with a BB gun.
I tried to admonish my dog Grizzly for chasing Muffin, my cat, but my admonishments never seemed to do any good.
Try a whip.
That would certainly cause poor Grizzly considerable anguish, meaning agonizing physical or mental pain, and it's doubtful if he would learn to keep away from Muffin.
Oh, I think after a few times he'd get the idea.
That's really cruel.
Well, we're trying to learn the word anguish, and there's nothing pleasant about it. It means pain.
So the torturer was an expert at causing the prisoner's anguish. He was particularly gifted with electric prods.
Anguish doesn't have to relate to physical pain. You can also feel mental anguish.
A grieving widow might feel anguish over her husband's death.
That's right. She might also be vexed by the many gambling debts left by her dead husband. To vex means to annoy, to pester, or to confuse.
Millie vexed Willie when she poked him repeatedly with a long, pointed stick.
If you were stuck at the bottom of a deep well, you would find your situation extremely vexing. You would be annoyed and perplexed.
But at least you wouldn't be thirsty.
Ha ha ha.
The act of vexing, or the state of being vexed, is vexation. Alexandra's vexation was justified. She was annoyed by the dozens of mosquitoes that kept flying into her nose and mouth.
Although she felt itchy for a week, she wasn't debilitated by the bug bites. If you receive a debilitating injury, it keeps you from an active physical life.
That's correct. Debilitate means to weaken or cripple. Hank debilitated Stu by hitting him on the head with a skillet.
Football players often end their careers due to debilitating knee injuries. To become debilitated is to suffer a debility, which is the opposite of an ability.
So a surgeon who becomes debilitated by the paralysis of his hands has lost the ability to operate on other people. Debilitate is easy for me to remember because it has the sound of ability in it. The prefix D means away from. A person who is debilitated has therefore moved away from the ability to do something.
That's a helpful mnemonic device, and it's making use of your knowledge of prefixes and root words. That type of memory trigger can be helpful with our next word, reprisal. Reprisal means a military action undertaken in revenge for another. It also means the act of taking an eye for an eye. When I look at reprisal or hear it, I remember the word reprise. A reprise is when a musical theme occurs again. So I think of doing something again.
The spitballs thrown at the teacher were a reprisal for the teacher's surprise quiz.
When you attack someone, there usually is a reprisal. Most people choose to fight back. The CIA feared a reprisal from the terrorists, so it beefed up its security after capturing the terrorist leader.
When the girls ripped down the bully's clubhouse, they knew there would be a reprisal, so they put barbed wire around their own clubhouse.
Our last word is subjugate. To subjugate is to subdue and dominate or to enslave. A tyrant will subjugate the peasants living in his kingdom. He will force them to do his bidding.
Yes, because when someone is subjugated, they become someone else's subject. They are enslaved. You don't have to be subjugated by a person. You can be dominated by a thing as well.
In this age of technology, it is common to feel subjugated by machines. Some VCRs and computers are so complicated, you feel sure you are serving them instead of having them serve you.
That wraps up our You Hurt Me section, words that deal with punishment and pain. We've had some pretty gruesome examples. I'll look forward to our pleasure section, the You Help Me words.
Let's quickly review our painful words before we move on to the monologue.
Reproach.
To scold, blame, or disgrace.
Contrite.
Admitting guilt, feeling remorseful.
Admonish.
To warn or express disapproval.
Anguish.
Physical or emotional pain.
Vex.
To annoy, to pester, or to confuse.
Debilitate.
To weaken or cripple.
Reprisal.
Military action taken in revenge for another, the act of taking an eye for an eye.
Subjugate.
To subdue, dominate, or enslave.
Terrific. But first, here's a monologue by someone who will use all of the You Hurt Me words in context.
I went to a Catholic elementary school, and the nuns scarred me for life. If I spent the rest of my days standing on the street corners tripping nuns, it still wouldn't be a sufficient reprisal for the attacks they made on me and my classmates. The nuns in my school didn't punish us for any good reason. They just loved the power they felt when they subjugated us. There was one girl in my class, Felicia White, who must have been bonkers. Even though she never did anything wrong and her behavior was beyond reproach, she would confess to anything. She was always sorry. We'd whisper, "Felicia White is always contrite." She'd confess to things she hadn't even done, and boy, would she pay for it. I guess she perversely enjoyed the anguish of being punished even more than those nuns liked dishing it out. Rulers may look harmless, but when a 180-pound nun is swinging one, the effect can be debilitating. I had an unfortunate habit of whistling through my nose when I exhaled. Sometimes it got annoyingly loud, and that sure did vex Sister Annabella. She'd look up with a wild gleam in her eyes, wondering if it was me. Then she'd grab the ruler and waddle over to my desk. She wouldn't even take time to admonish me for my bad breathing habits. She would just start swinging.
Now that we've finished the You Hurt Me section, it's time to move on to a more comfortable group of words. This next section is called You Help Me, and these words relate to making someone feel better. I, for one, am glad to be done with the words dealing with pain. These examples were getting horrifying, and I was feeling ill.
Well, if introducing the first word relating to pleasure or improvement will alleviate your illness, I've done it for you.
So you have. Alleviate means to relieve, usually temporarily or incompletely. You did alleviate my illness when you introduced the new words.
When you alleviate something, you make it bearable or you lessen it. Aspirin alleviates headache pain. When it comes back, take some more aspirin.
A person who has been digging a ditch for hours desires respite. Respite is a period of rest or relief. The prisoners who dug those holes to escape worked without respite in order to get the job done.
Respite doesn't last forever. Like alleviate, it implies a temporary state. The new mother fell asleep when her baby stopped crying, but the respite was brief. The baby started up again almost immediately.
When I tried to rake the huge field near my house in 5 hours, I was exhausted. I hoped that a 10-minute respite would alleviate my fatigue so that I could start work again quickly.
An electric leaf blower would certainly have ameliorated your situation. The prisoner's situation was ameliorated when their warden gave them color television sets and keys to their cells.
I know a struggling painter who had no rent money and no furniture. When he received a grant of $50,000, it greatly ameliorated his financial condition. The word ameliorate is used to describe an improvement, or means to improve, to make tolerable. But you cannot ameliorate a person. It generally is used with respect to a condition. Ameliorate is similar to alleviate, but ameliorate means to make something bad better, whereas alleviate means to lessen the bad effect of something bad. Got it?
Got it. The next word, venerate, is typically used when referring to a person. Venerate means to revere or to treat as holy, especially because of great age. Lester venerated his grandfather. At 89 years of age, Grandpa Joe seemed to know something about everything. No wonder Lester worshipped him.
There is a curious religion that venerates Elvis Presley and hopes that the Pope will declare him a saint. I hear they voted for Elvis to have a halo on his stamp.
Oh, dear. A person who is worthy of being venerated is said to be venerable. The venerable old woman deserved great respect. She alone knew the long history of the five families who had settled the mountain town.
When someone does something praiseworthy, they receive approbation. Approbation means approval or praise. The crowd expressed its approbation of the team's victory by gleefully covering the field with daisies.
An interesting crowd. Approbation is a fancy word for approval, to which it is closely related. The ambassador's actions met with the approbation of his commander-in-chief, meaning he got a thumbs up. Later, when he eloped with the commander-in-chief's only daughter, it caused the army to have great disapprobation for the ambassador. Disapprobation is disapproval.
The students have my sincere approbation for learning all the new vocabulary words. The next word, salutary, means healthful, curative, or remedial. Lowered blood pressure is among the salutary effects of exercise.
And people often go to hot springs for the salutary effects of the water. If the springs make you feel better, you will be sanguine about your healthy state. Sanguine means cheerful, optimistic, or hopeful.
Peter was sanguine about his chances of winning the Nobel Peace Prize, even though as an eighth grader, he hadn't yet done anything to deserve it. If someone is sanguine, they are happy and hopeful.
When the professor announced a pop quiz on the history of Spain, most students were nervous and doubted they could pass it. Candace was sanguine, however. She had studied her Spanish history all week.
It's important not to confuse sanguine, a nice word meaning cheerful, with a very different word, sanguinary. Sanguinary means bloodthirsty. In his sanguinary frame of mind, the vampire was sanguine when he saw Joe walk straight into the old house with a bare neck. He was optimistic about having blood for dinner. The next word concerns being paid back. Reparation is a noun meaning compensation, a payback. To make a reparation is to repair some damage that has occurred.
Defeated countries frequently demand reparations for the destruction they suffer at the hands of the victorious army. Reparation is often associated with war. Victorious countries demand reparations also. After World War I, many countries required reparations from Germany. They felt Germany had taken too much and must pay it back.
People also sue to get reparations after car accidents. Juliet sought reparations in court, but her lawyer was incompetent and didn't win any compensation.
To appease someone is to soothe them or pacify them by giving in. If a child is constantly nagging you for candy, you can appease them by giving them a lollipop.
Larry appeased his angry mother by promising to make his bed till the end of time. The word appease has a temporary feel. It's like keeping someone at bay.
Absolutely. The dogs were chasing me down the street. I tried to appease them by throwing them my milkbone necklace, but they ignored it and kept chasing. They wanted to eat my underwear, which was made out of steak.
One of the many dangers of wearing meat to work. Well, now, we've finished the You Help Me section.
First, a quick review of our words before the monologue. Let's begin.
Alleviate.
Relieve, usually temporarily.
Respite.
A period of rest or relief.
Ameliorate.
To make better or more tolerable.
Venerate.
To treat as holy, especially because of great age.
Approbation.
Approval or praise.
Salutary.
Healthful, curative, or remedial.
Sanguine.
Cheerful, optimistic, or hopeful.
Reparation.
Compensation, a payback.
Appease.
To soothe or pacify by giving in. Now listen as the speaker uses the You Help Me words in his monologue.
My name is Banjo Joe. At the ripe old age of 101, I've been playing banjo for 82 years. The young'uns tell me I'm the best, and I guess they venerate me quite a bit. I play with four other old fellows. We call ourselves the Pink Happy Knee Slappers of Alabama. We've received the widespread approbation of music critics across the country for our revolutionary version of Oh Susanna. I guess folks like to hear us play. It gives them a moment of respite from all the trials of country living. I started playing banjo because my Ma was always hollering that I was a do-nothing, no-account rascal of a boy. I had to calm her down, so I took up the banjo just to appease her. Boy, did that gal have a temper. One day I was on the porch with my pal Washtub Jug. We broke the railing, and Ma said either we had to fix it or pay some kind of reparation. That's when I hit upon the idea of a band. We played Ma a few tunes, and she brightened right up. The whole situation was ameliorated. Ma forgot about the railing. She dang near toppled over as she listened to us. She was leaning way back in her rocker, her cheeks shining with joy and a sanguine look on her face. I think she knew her boy had found his calling. We started off playing for the sick folks over at the Lord Have Mercy Hospital, and boy, it was a miracle. Our strum must have had a salutary effect on those people. They'd start off aching and end up dancing. One fellow named Willie had a broken nose. He told us only our strumming could alleviate his pain.
Now we've covered all the words in You Help Me, Then You Hurt Me, words that concern both making someone feel better and making someone feel worse. Now we'll mix the words together, draw one out of the hat, and pass it your way. Reprisal.
If I spent the rest of my days standing on the street corners tripping nuns, it still wouldn't be a sufficient reprisal for the attacks they made on me and my classmates.
A reprisal is military action taken in revenge for another, the act of taking an eye for an eye. The rebel troops' reprisal was swift but devastating. Even with their fort destroyed, they blew up the State Department.
Approbation.
We call ourselves the Pink Happy Knee Slappers of Alabama. We've received the widespread approbation of music critics across the country for our revolutionary version of Oh, Susanna.
Approbation is approval or praise. Minnie received her teacher's approbation when she handed in the paper. Appease.
I had to calm her down, so I took up the banjo just to appease her.
Appease is to soothe or pacify by giving in. You would appease your irate father if you would just rake the lawn.
Vex.
Sometimes it got annoyingly loud, and it sure did vex Sister Annabella.
To vex is to pester, annoy, or confuse. Danielle was vexed by the never-ending tap, tap, tap of the branch on her window.
Sanguine.
She was leaning way back in her rocker with a sanguine expression on her face.
Sanguine means cheerful, optimistic, or hopeful. Gail was sanguine about the exciting vacation which lay ahead. Venerate.
The young'uns tell me that I'm the best, and I guess they venerate me quite a bit.
To venerate someone is to revere them or treat them as holy. Marcia venerated her great-grandmother and believed she was nearly perfect.
Debilitate.
Rulers may look harmless, but when a 180-pound nun is swinging one, the effect is debilitating.
To debilitate is to weaken or cripple. The hockey player was debilitated by an opponent who crushed his knees. Subjugate.
They just loved the power they felt when they subjugated us.
To subjugate is to subdue, dominate, or enslave. The plantation owner subjugated his slaves through violent whippings.
Reparation.
We broke the railing and Ma said either we had to fix it or pay some kind of reparation.
A reparation is a repaying or compensation. I'll give you reparations for the damage I did to your house so you can fix it. Alleviate.
He told us only our strumming could alleviate his pain.
When you alleviate something, you give it temporary relief. My aching sinus condition was alleviated when I took a decongestant.
Contrite.
She would confess to anything. We'd whisper, Felicia White is always contrite.
To be contrite is to admit guilt or feel remorseful. Harry the Hulk was contrite when he actually broke Titanic Tim's arm during a worldwide wrestling match.
Ameliorated.
We played Ma a few tunes and she brightened right up. The whole situation was ameliorated.
To make something better is to ameliorate it. Hester's nausea was ameliorated when the man pulled her off the wildly spinning merry-go-round. She felt relieved and much less dizzy.
Admonish.
She wouldn't even bother to admonish me for my bad breathing habits.
To admonish is to warn or express disapproval. Anguish.
I guess she liked the feeling of anguish even more than those nuns.
Anguish is agonizing physical or mental pain. Ah, Humphrey screamed. I'm in anguish. Somebody pull those leeches off my body.
Salutary.
Our strumming must have had a salutary effect on those people.
To be salutary is to be curative, remedial, or helpful. Rhoda hoped the medicine would have a salutary effect and get rid of sores on her arm. Respite.
It gives them a moment of respite from all the trials of country living.
Respite is a period of rest or relief. Hoping for respite, the gravedigger begged his employer for a short lunch break.
Well, that covers all of that word group.
When you feel you have a good grasp of the words, try using them in conversations with friends and in your writing.